Okay, our friends. So Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and we might as well get right into it. There's a lot of books that have to do with pigs for Valentine's Day. I don't know why. Maybe because we pig out on chocolate? What do you think? I have no idea. But here we go. Today's story is about one. Her name is Luann. The story is called Luann Pig in The Mysterious Valentine. Bum. Bum, bum. It was written by Nancy Carlson, and we love her. So I can't wait to read this book with you. Today's story is read by Mommy, and...
Question mark.
Ooh, I wonder what that's all about. Are you a mystery? Hello? Wait, I can't actually see the mysterious reader. Where did you go, mysterious reader?
You can hear me, but you can't see me.
I can hear you, but I can't see you. Friends, this is a mystery. We'll have to figure out who it is.
Look at your shoulder and don't panic.
What?
Okay. Ant-Man back again.
It's Ant-Man. He got very small and I couldn't see him, but then I did see him and oh my goodness. I'm so psyched that you're here, Ant-Man. You ready to hear a story?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's get right down to it, shall we?
There's no more mysterious reader right now.
I love it. Ant-Man and Mommy. So, in the very first picture, we see Miss Luann, the pig, has gone to the front door and there is something in her mailbox. It says, on February 14, Luann looked in the mailbox and found the most beautiful Valentine she'd ever seen. It was addressed to her. And it is beautiful. It says, be mine, love. And it says, from your secret admirer. What? Luann raced inside. Look what I got! She screamed. A Valentine from a secret admirer! She says, I wonder who it's from.
Eat your pancakes,
said her dad. Oh, she's taking it to school. On the way to school, Luann showed her Valentine to Harriet. Wow, said Harriet. That's the biggest Valentine I've ever seen. Do you know who sent it? Well, I know one thing about him, said Luann. He has a green pin. Look at the signature! And sure enough, when you look at the signature, it does look like it was signed in green pen. Mm-hmm. All through her math lesson, Luann thought about her Valentine. Through her geography lesson, she thought about the green pen. And by the time her art lesson began, Luann was determined to track down her secret admirer. Maybe it's George, she thought. She peered over his shoulder. There was a blue pen on his desk and a red pen, too, and three chewed up pencils, but there was no green pen. Probably not him, huh?
Hey, potato breath, said George. Quit breathing on me.
Sorry.
Luann mumbled. She was glad it wasn't George. Right before recess, Luann got another idea. It must be Arnie, she thought. So she waited until everyone else had left the room. Then she crept over to Arnie's desk and peeked inside. There were three crayons, two paintbrushes, and five pencils sharpened to perfect points. But no green pen.
No green pen.
What do you think you're doing?
Yelled Arnie from the doorway.
I needed a green pen, said Luann.
A likely story, said Arnie. You were probably after my candy bar.
He grabbed the candy bar and marched out.
I'm glad you're not my secret admirer,
Luann mumbled after him. At lunch, Luann checked Doug's pocket. No green pin there. And that was just as well, she thought. Boy, she's pretty snoopy, isn't she?
She checked Harold's book bag. And it doesn't look like he's excited about her in there either, huh? There was no green pin there either. And that was a relief.
Uh-oh. After school, she even asked Big Mike if he had a green pen.
No way, Pig, he shouted at her. What's it to you, anyway?
He does not look nice. And he didn't speak nice, either.
Phew!
Luann sighed as she made her escape.
I sure am glad it's not Big Mike.
On her way home, Luann stopped at the card shop.
Excuse me, sir, she said to the clerk. You don't happen to remember who bought this Valentine, do you?
I sure do, said the clerk. He was a big fellow with a curly tail.
Ooh, who do you think it might have been?
Do you remember his name?
Luann asked excitedly.
Sorry, said the clerk. He never mentioned his name.
Luann thought about the clerk's description all the way home. The trouble was, she didn't know any big fellows with curly tails. But,
I know who it is.
But an observant person might notice in the pictures a big clue as to who it is.
I give up,
she told her dad.
I can't figure out who sent me this Valentine. All I can figure out is who I'm glad didn't send it.
Her dad has poured her a glass of milk.
I guess it's just meant to be a mystery, said her dad.
And it looks like he's given her a cookie, too.
I guess so, said Luann. I wonder if I'll get one next year.
But friends, in the picture, as I mentioned earlier, Luann is a pig. And what kind of tail do pigs have?
Curly
ones, yeah. And her father is much bigger than she is. One?
It's him.
Yeah.
And in the picture, I even saw the green pen.
He had a green pen in his pocket. It's true.
Then why did he leave it in the mail?
Why did he? Because he wanted to surprise her. Sometimes a good surprise is in and of itself a wonderful gift. Especially if it's a lovely surprise, like a Valentine. From a secret admirer. That would be wonderful to have, wouldn't it? Don't you think?
Nope.
And that, my dear friends, is...
the end.
The end.
And out!
Wait, where did he go?
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.